Greetings and salutations, audio boomerangs. I hope you're all having an excellent weekend thus far. Oh, that greeting reminds me. Has anyone heard from Sassy Cat at all lately? I haven't heard a post from her in what seems like donkey's years, and I really miss her and her bubbly voice. She almost invariably used that greetings and salutations intro at the beginnings of her posts, so I guess that's why I thought of her. I'm really hoping she's doing well. Anyhow, I am now back within the confines of Kertibach, and have been here for some time, actually. I got back home on Wednesday afternoon. My dad gave me a ride and very kindly installed my new air conditioner and helped me out with a couple things while he was here. The air conditioner, I'm happy to say, works like a charm. It's considerably quieter than my other one was, and it also produces much colder air, so I'm so grateful to have it. I only wish I could say the same thing for my friend Kim's air conditioner. I really feel sorry for her because her unit is 15 years old and hence is hella noisy. Pardon my language, but it really is. It also does not produce very cold air. And she, poor thing, lives on the top floor of the building, so it's much hotter up there than it is on my floor. I'm on the first floor. Of course, she's more than welcome to come here anytime she feels the need to take in some considerably cooler air. But I just wish she could get a new air conditioner. Unfortunately, I don't think that's likely to happen anytime soon because her parents... Okay, I really ought not to cast aspersions here, especially on people who are not able to defend themselves. So, suffice it to say that for various reasons that I completely and utterly fail to understand, her parents do not see the need for her to get a new air conditioner, even though her unit is 15 years old. It was donated to her by people they know, so they think she should use it. And they would probably not help her install a new one if she could get one, which she does not have the money to do right now. So, alas and alack, I don't think new air conditioners are forthcoming in her life anytime soon. Oh, speaking of air conditioners, there is an absolutely brilliant song. It was originally done by Christine Lavin. I think it might be on her album Bow Wows and Other Problems. But it was also admirably covered by Broadway belter Sutton Foster. And it's called Air Conditioner, and it is one of the funniest songs I've ever heard. So, if you're so inclined, I would highly encourage you to give it a listen. Either version is great. Now, meaning absolutely no disrespect to Christine Lavin, who is a comedian extraordinaire, and whose music I really enjoy, I think I prefer the Sutton Foster cover, simply because it's a lot jazzier, and there's some really neat instrumentation in there. Also, Sutton implements some kind of cool vocals that Christine did not employ in her version. But as I say, either one is great. I really ought to post one of them. Actually, I think I have posted the Sutton Foster one before. And come to think of it, if I'm going to post any funny songs, it ought to be the one that I heard tonight that absolutely made me howl with laughter. Oh, my neighbor probably thought I was going loony. So yes, I might have to post that one, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll keep you in suspense. Mwah. Anyway, believe it or not, folks, I am not here to talk about music or air conditioners. Oh, good gravy. I do have a tendency to waffle on, don't I? No, I'm actually here to discuss a much more serious subject, and it's something I don't talk about very often, so hopefully I don't regret doing so. I'm going to talk about relationships. Something has really been on my mind of late. So, as is my wont, I am bringing this to Audio Boom, and as I say, hopefully I will not come to regret doing this. But I do trust all of you, and I don't think any of you are going to hold this against me or allow it to come back to haunt me. So, relationships. I have not been in one, to be honest with you folks, for a number of years now, and that hasn't really bothered me, to be frank, until just recently. There are a couple good reasons for this. The first of which... Oh boy, how do I say this? I don't want to A, impugn myself, or B, make myself sound like a total doughhead. I guess the only way to say it is to say it. All my life, I have had problems with my endocrine system. So that includes glandular problems and hormonal dysfunction. So since I don't have the same hormones as other people, my body does not produce them naturally, I don't have the same drive, shall we say, that most people normally possess. And so that's one reason why I haven't been particularly fussed about not being in a relationship. Also, I guess I just haven't met the right person. I haven't felt that anyone was truly desirable or desirous of being in a relationship with me, come to that. As I say, that's kind of changed recently. But there are some problems with this. And I kind of feel like I'm in a deadlock right now and that I really can't change things. The main and most significant problem is that I'm 99% sure that the person for whom I've developed romantic feelings is not of the same sexual orientation as myself. This, folks, is the story of my life, I kid you not. Whenever I have developed romantic feelings for people in the past, 9 times out of 10, they were gay. Which is fine for them, but it wasn't fine for me. This has happened, 3 times in the past, 17, 18 years? Another problem I am dealing with, or perhaps not dealing with, is that this gentleman, for whom I feel romantically inclined, has not told me himself that he's gay. A mutual friend told me, not to be gossipy by any means, but simply because the person knew that I was developing feelings for this gentleman and thought I should know that it would not work out. So I kind of don't want to raise the issue, because then the gentleman in question would have to tell me about his sexual orientation himself, and I really don't want to make him feel awkward. I have no reason not to believe the friend who told me, by the way. They've known each other for a long time, and I really think this person would know. It's hard for me, though, because whenever I hear from him, or I see his name even in an email or on a website, my heart goes pit-a-pat, and I feel kind of warm and fuzzy all over. But I think the main reason I'm reluctant to say anything to him is because I really care about him as a person. He's been a very good friend, and the last thing I want to do is make him feel uncomfortable or induce any anxiety or nervousness on his part. So, cliche as this may sound, and cheesy to boot, I would rather feel the pangs of unrequited love, as they say, than cause any awkwardness on his part and make him feel uncomfortable. 'Cause I don't want to lose his friendship, and I'm afraid that he might feel reluctant to talk to me if I tell him how I feel and he is then forced to disclose his sexual orientation to me. So I suppose you could say, well, you're old enough to make up your own mind. I mean, good gravy, I am almost 40 years old. But I don't know, part of me can't help wondering, am I doing the right thing here? Is this the best thing to do? I have to admit that the selfish part of me is going, why does this have to happen to me again? You know, why now am I, after so many years, developing feelings for someone, having this romantic attachment, and really feel like I can't do anything about it? Why does it have to be me? Anyhow, folks, I'll stop rambling now. I don't know, as I say, I hope I don't regret sharing this. This is just kind of the headspace that I've been in lately. And it's just really, as I say, been on my mind a great deal.